Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Oscoda Sauble Chamber of Commerce is Rose Fulton. How are you, Rose?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well, thank you. Busy, busy, busy time for you guys there at the chamber.
Yes, we're getting ready for the weekend.
Oh, man, what a weekend it's going to be, man, especially Saturday, man. That day is loaded for you guys.
It is. We are, our normal parade is usually jam-packed with all kinds of great stuff, but we've added a couple things this year and kind of starting a little bit early, too. The weather's supposed to be really nice and getting people out and around downtown. There's all kinds of good stuff going on, so I'm excited.
Yeah, Northern Lights, a community gathering and parade, and as you mentioned, it starts earlier this year, so let's get things started. What's happening on Saturday?
On Saturday, we'll just kind of go in order for time.
Yeah.
We're going to start at 2 p.m., we put out an invitation on Facebook and on the e-blast for people to meet at Furtaugh Field or Paul Bunyan Field, which is beautifully decorated right now.
Yes.
The Downtown Beautification Committee has been out this week, and they've got all this stuff up, and so it looks really great. I can't wait. So Saturday we're going to meet there at 2, just as a community. This is a free, open to the public, a walk, fun run, reindeer run, kind of an unrace, actually. We don't want people to race, so take your time. It's not timed. But we're going to start at Furtaugh Field and head south on Lake Street through downtown and then come over on Mill Street and back up on US 23 along that sidewalk there. So within those blocks, that's kind of like our core downtown.
Yeah.
And there's going to be businesses expecting our traffic and that are going to have cookies for sale and giving out hot cocoa. And the class of 2017 and 18 are going to be out in front of Town Hall doing their fundraisers, selling their things. And
very good.
So, it's just to kind of get out and walk around. Drink specials at the office and at Tate's.
Yes.
The coffee shop's going to have Christmas cookies by the pound for sale.
Ooh.
It's going to be really fun. And the weather, it's
looking good.
Be beautiful.
For this time of year,
Yeah.
Enjoy.
And also, we are encouraging people to dress up. And I'm guessing holiday theme. Dress up however you want. If you want to wear a tux, whatever. But we've got three judges that work over at Ray's Gym. Hillary Eberlein, Kelly Copas, and Kelly Hume. So they are going to be judging a kids and an adult category for best costume or best dressed. And there's a prize for each. Ray's Gym donated a three-month membership to the adult category. And P&L Development donated a $50 Visa gift card to the kids' best dressed award category.
Super.
I know. Wow. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
Very cool.
Man, all right. So 2 o'clock, be out there wearing your finest to be a part of that fun run and walk.
Absolutely.
All right. Where do we go from there, Rose?
So from there, we're going to head to the parking lot behind Vinny's Sauble Hardware. And there we are going to have the train, the kitty train that was here at Paul Bunyan Festival.
Oh, yeah.
The Oscoda CVB has paid for them to come in from Schmidt's Amusement and have that for the little ones.
Aww.
Our friend Dave Eiler from Sauble Hardware is going to be out DJing and playing music.
Nice.
And we're going to have a holiday, a community bonfire with the fire department. We'll be there with the fire truck and big pallet fire for everybody to be warm and stand around and sing holiday tunes.
Nice. Oh, man.
Wait for the parade.
There you go. And that's where we're heading to next, I would imagine?
Well, yeah. And also, in that time between, the CVB has free hot cocoa.
Ooh.
The Rotary, they do that every year. The Rotary is going to have donuts and cider. And then, again, fundraisers out in front of Town Hall. We've got Oscoda Girls Basketball selling hot dogs, chips, and pop. I believe the Sirens or the fire department, they're going to be doing their chili, which everybody looks forward to, bake sale. The Boosters are going to have hats and shirts and Oscoda Owls gear, so they're going to have all that stuff going on, too, before the parade. Now, the folks in the parade are going to be lining up from 5 p.m. Over at Cedar Lake Elementary with Mrs. Mary Reitler, our wonderful Rotarian and community angel. She'll be up there lining everybody up at Cedar Lake to proceed at 6 p.m. downtown.
Yeah, what a great parade it is, as you mentioned at the top of the interview. You guys always do a great job on that illuminated Christmas parade.
Yes, and we have a lot of really cool floats. I've gotten to see little peeks and hear about some of them. So I've got little teasers that I've got to see. I can't wait until it all lines up and goes downtown. It's so cool.
Oh, it's going to be a fun day. It gets underway at 2, and then the parade wraps things up just after 6 o'clock. It's a wonderful parade. Spend the entire day in Oscoda, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if they want more information, I know we went through things pretty quick there, Rose. If they want more info, how do they get more information on the Northern Lights Parade and Community Gathering?
They can give us a call here at the Chamber, 739-7322. We've got a lot of great information on Facebook and the event, the Fun Run. There's an event for that where you can RSVP. And if you do, by today, the Hilltop is giving out coupons for drinks or cookies for the kids. So, yeah. So RSVP on Facebook for that or call here, and you can do that today. Go to the website and check things out at oscodachamber.com.
That's right.
Yeah, hopefully we see everybody out on Saturday.
Oh, I know I'll be out there on Saturday. I always look forward to it, for sure. Northern Lights Parade and Community Gathering this Saturday in Oscoda. Don't miss it. And Rose Fulton from the Oscoda-Ossabel Chamber of Commerce, thanks again for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin.